Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Panic meter being pushed around the NFL. We were talking about our offensive coordinator, and this is happening everywhere, or it feels that way. Teams that
Zach,
are struggling.
I'm watching you.
We are. Titans, Brian Callahan is giving up play calling duties.
See, this is where everybody's got to make these little window dressing moves. Well, we're gonna fix this right now. He's coming downstairs, or he's giving up that play calling. And in some cases, it does work. In some cases, it just simply, Carl, as Mike Florio says, and I hate to give him credit on that, just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah, they've got a rookie quarterback that has to be developed. We have a guy that's played six games.
Right.
He's got to be developed. Let's get more insight here as we start the 3 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cynthia Freeland is NFL Network's analytics expert. You can see Cynthia throughout the season on NFL Game Day mornings. That's morning Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. Matter of fact, we get our first NFL Network game this weekend. Dublin. Steelers right are playing on. Overseas.
What a scene that's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us. Mike and I were talking about these block kicks, which was just unbelievable this weekend. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see a weekend similar to what we just went through, but how unusual, just from an analytics standpoint, is it to see as many block kicks and winning game block kicks? I mean, like the one in Philly was absolutely bananas.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've never seen 9 defensive touchdowns or special teams touchdowns, that includes 4 of those blocked kicks in the fourth quarter alone in the same day. Now, we've had like separate instances of things like that happening over the course of a week, extremely rare, but we've never in NFL history had all of it happen in one particular day.
So
probably won't see it again.
4 walk-off game-winning field goals last Sunday and 3 blocked kicks is what Cynthia's talking about. Mike,
it
it's
was
just
drunk.
Yeah,
it was drunk.
It really was. That is, to say the least, I mean, that's excitement in its own right. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. The Packers, I think, stunning loss to the Browns, speaking of kicking, but that was a stunning loss to the Browns, and I don't know if a lot of people thought or saw that one coming because the way the Packers defense has been playing and analytically one of the best to start the season the way they got after Jayden Daniels a few weeks ago.
You know, when you get the Packers, I mean, I will say Tucker Kraft being at least banged up, that was kind of their go-to pass catcher. Jaden Reed being gone, that's a big difference. Zach Tom getting hurt. Now, we didn't know if he was going to play 100% ahead of the game. He was available for the game, but then he exited the game. That's going to change some things, too. To me, the biggest surprise was, despite the Browns not being a team that you want to run the football on, they got away from actually running the ball. So sometimes, you know, and we see this a lot of places, even if the yards per attempt aren't great, that you staying running to running plays on the ground makes it so that your ability to disguise the defense from knowing when you're going to pass, that actually helps you, right? Staying committed to the run game. So they like just didn't, right? And Josh Jacobs was on an incredible touchdown tear. I think it was 11 straight games. He was streaking from like a historical perspective, and they just couldn't get any of that going. And then on defense, obviously, you know, the defense it's not like they had a terrible defensive outing. It's just we have now, we prior to this week, had anointed them already Super Bowl champions, you know, like not necessarily me, but, you know, some people had in the media with the addition of Micah Parsons, but they still can get got. It's the NFL, any given Sunday, baby.
I know. I tried to back out of that pick too, Cynthia. They wouldn't let me. Cynthia Freeland's with us, guys, from NFL Network. It's true. It happened. She's good with math. Here's some crazy math. We're the sixth best running team, the Falcons. We're not scoring any points. So what do you make of our start? And we fired our wide receivers coach, and Michael Penix had his worst game as a Falcon. What do you make of it?
So the Panthers always play, these divisional games are always played much closer. I feel like, you know, it's not like the Panthers are coming out here and be like, you know what, we're just going to roll over, it's going to be totally fine. Also, then coming off that Minnesota game, perhaps there's a bit of like a, you know, like a hangover, if you will, effect where they maybe underestimated that the Panthers could get it going, because on tape, the Panthers looked not so great, and they were allowing crazy amounts of rushing and passing yards until this past week. So when I'm looking at, you know, to me, you can look at a few things, right? So the wide alignment for Darnell Mooney, you could talk about, you know, Drake London's positioning in this past game. You could talk about, there's a lot of different things that were working, but the takeaway I have from that game is that there wasn't a good enough plan B, C, or D. So if you get punched in the mouth, what do? And that does happen every single week, right? Like, you know, you can't have one or two plans and expect them to necessarily work. It's mostly, how do you adapt once something happens? How do you play from a negative game script and make it so that you can come back? And they didn't have a good enough plan to attack the vulnerable areas of the Panthers defense with an offense that, you know, obviously, you know, you lose some piece of the O-line ahead of the season. That's never good, right? Like, that's never an easy task to overcome. And we sometimes forget that Michael Penix is not making his, like, 500th start, just his sixth start. So you have all those things kind of combined where there just wasn't a good enough plan B, C, or D. There was no rhythm. They could not find any rhythm at all.
Cynthia, news today, and I had an argument last week with a few folks about being fooled. They were fooled by Russell Wilson because he threw three touchdowns and 450 yards against the Cowboys, who, by the way, have given up the most explosive plays of anybody this season. And he's got a 78.5 passer rating. He's benched. The Jackson Dart experiment starts in New York, and I'm just curious, do you feel like this is the start of a new era, or are they going to go back to Russ? I mean, we haven't seen, you know, they still have Jameis there. I felt like this is something they should have done at the beginning of the season, right? But nevertheless, they let Russ start a couple of games, and I think people got fooled last week.
It's possible that when they brought him in, because they didn't know if they would be able to get Jackson Dart in the draft, because they, you know, it's interesting when you're not like first, there is some mayhem that could happen. So I think maybe they promised him that they were going to start him at least for a bit, and so they're being good, making good on their promise. Now, other teams don't necessarily do that, right? So right. There's something where maybe they're honoring their word. And Russell Wilson, really, what's happened is when the deep ball is there, he looks great. But the out-of-structure stuff, you know, the legs, getting those extra yards with his legs, that's what was the difference maker for him in Seattle when other things weren't working. You know, it was the ability to improvise, the ability to get out of dodge pretty quickly. And that's not something we're seeing. I don't think the Cowboys defense, you know, is a scary one. So the passes looked very fun, but you know, it's better if you see like a really nice amount. Just again, we're talking about unsexy things, 0 to 9 air yard attempts, intermediate passes. Those need to be there as well, so that when you take the top off of the defense with those deep plays, you can kind of stick the dagger in them with the shorter yardage plays that still get you first downs, which is what you need.
It is Cynthia Freeland, guys, giving us good stuff from NFL Network here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I guess, aside from that amazing comeback, and Carl talked about it at the start of the interview with the block kick, are the Eagles the most complete team in your mind right now?
Man, it's funny. They're one of them, right? Like, the Eagles are interesting because they find a way. However, if they wouldn't have won that, we wouldn't be asking that question. And the fact you can't rely on Jalen Carter running 18 miles an hour, like maybe ever, right? So the most complete team right now, it's hard to argue with the team that the Giants will be facing in a complete team in the Chargers. They found a way against the Broncos too late on. But you know, it's easier to say that about a team that just recently won the Super Bowl than it is a team that hasn't really done anything in the playoffs for many years. But, you know, it's like timing is life. And this is, as much as I want to say the Eagles look good, I think the Eagles will look better at the end of the season. I think they're going to have some, they still have some growing pains. Until last week, we hadn't even seen Jalen Hurts take an intermediate pass. He didn't even attempt one. He was the only quarterback in the league not to attempt one. He only had five passes that were greater than 10 yard air yards. Like that's wild. And then this week he righted that wrong, or he improved on those stats. But it's still, I'm not sure if we know what this young defense looks like yet.
Cynthia, by the way, you can watch Cynthia on NFL Game Day morning, Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. She is the NFL Network analyst, analytics expert. I want to ask you about what we saw last night. The Lions scored 52 points the week before. They put up 38 against the Ravens. There's been no fall off, Cynthia. I mean, they put together drives of 98, 96 yards last night, and it was impressive to see that offense. All the conversation about Ben Johnson, was that overrated?
The thing that, no, I mean, both things can be true, right? You can lose Ben Johnson and then in the first week look a little bit lost. But I think more of the reason that they looked a little bit lost that first week before getting back on the right side of things with the offense was because there's a new interior offensive line. And when you have to rebuild something after Frank Ragnow leaves and your right guard leaves, Kevin Zeitler, who's now in Tennessee, like that's going to change the quotient of how you run the football, which is what their whole offense is predicated on, right? So I would argue that both things can be true. They missed Ben Johnson. He was a creative mastermind. But with that O-line and the step forward that they took these past 2 weeks, they're going to be able to be a new type of creative with Johnny Morton, which perhaps could be kind of give them an edge because maybe, you know, it's a little bit more unpredictable than some of the things now that Ben Johnson had been there for a few years. You know, perhaps that could be an edge and perhaps it could be something that is good for them. But ultimately, you're seeing some of the same stuff going for it on fourth down, the run being the focus of the game. The run blocking against the Ravens was absolutely way, way, way better than what we saw in week one against the Green Bay Packers. So I would argue they're okay without him. I don't think that they, you know, would, I think they prefer to have him, but you know, I think that because of their O-line, they're able to do a lot of things and be very multiple in ways that other teams can't, and that doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is.
Cynthia Freeland's with us, guys, from NFL Network. As we mentioned, Vikes and Steelers, they're going to run out of whiskey in Dublin, man. That's going to be a big one. Hey, before we cut you loose, is this finally the year for Buffalo?
I think it might be. I mean, I need to see a little more from their defense, especially stopping the run. You can't live with so much of asking so much of Josh Allen in every single game. I mean, he's an MVP, defending league MVP for a reason, but you need to probably balance that out with just a little bit more push from the defense. There are areas, Miami showed you, there are areas of the defense that are exploitable and not just by the Ravens offense, right? The Ravens offense can make any defense look silly, but the Jets, they started to, but the Dolphins showed you where there are weak points. So if they can shore up those weak points, I think it's the Bills to win. And ultimately, I think the Bills do get that one seed based on their schedule. And because of that one seed, that gives them such a leg up in the playoffs and therefore a trip to San Francisco.
Yeah, Ravens, Chiefs this weekend. That'll be interesting as well. I mean, there's still so many interesting games along the way. Cynthia, great job as always. Check her out, guys, throughout the season on NFL Game Day morning, Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. And again, we get that Dublin game this weekend. Cynthia, thanks so much.
Woohoo! Thanks so much, and enjoy the whiskey. You know, it's a good thing to
yes.
Get up early, and God forbid we have an early whiskey morning. It'll be great.
No doubt. Good football. Cynthia Freeland, take care. We'll talk to you next time. Interesting stuff, guys, about you know, the part where she's talking about our situation with Michael Penix, and just could not get anything going, a rhythm. Sometimes you got to work your way out of that. And that gets back to what do we do well and what can we do to get our quarterback going?
Right.
We don't do anything well right now.
No.
So you couldn't get him going because none of that you're thinking about, oh, well, let's just do this. We don't do that well.
Well, I mean, you fired a guy that some guys will say, hey, is that a scapegoat move? Is it really was an issue? And then, you know, the receivers, are they 100%? Is it Penix missing some big opportunities, Carl, when they are out there? I think Archer, you know, he's got as good a view as anybody from the booth this Sunday.
Well, he's going to join us next. We will find out his thoughts on this offense and the moves the Falcons have made. Analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, Dave Archer, joins us next. Fourth and One, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is no one better to talk to, and I've been wanting to talk to him over the last few days, than Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. He joins us on a weekly basis here on Dukes and Bell. And Arch, I know that there's a lot of X's and O's and getting into the minutiae that some of our listeners, it might just be too much. But as best as possible, explain what you are seeing from an offensive standpoint and our lack of execution and why we're not able right now to score. And I know there's a lot to that, but best as possible, because that's the question Mike and I continue to get from our listeners.
Yeah, I think that the thing that you want to look at is, first of all, the operation of the quarterback. Okay, so, I mean, obviously that's where the focal point of this thing is. And Michael didn't play well Sunday. I mean, no Phi Beta Kappa needs to tell you that. So when you dive in, okay, what got him so uncomfortable in the game here? Certainly Carolina didn't do anything from a defensive standpoint that was overly complicated. So what are we doing that's complicating his opportunities to be successful? So the first place you look at is obviously the play and getting the play to him. I know there's been a lot of conversation about communication to the quarterback.
Right.
Why is that paramount? Okay. So I've got a young quarterback that's essentially a third of the way through his rookie season. Okay. If you stay along with me there, he's played six games. So I didn't know whether I was coming or going after six games. So I am sympathizing with Mike in this situation. Okay. So the play comes in and I get a little bit of the play, whether I can hear the play or not. I'm not sure. I'm a little scattered on that as to whether I can get the play. Okay. The play's coming in at maybe 15, 12 seconds left on the play clock. Okay. Or a little before that, because obviously their communication to him cuts off at 15 seconds. So he now is either he only got part of the play and he's got to disseminate in his mind, okay, what's the second half of the play, which he knows, but it's a really wordy system. So I've got to get it out to the players. So if you go into Michael's mind, he's just trying to get people lined up. And this is kind of what I started seeing potentially in this game was we were in such a hurry to get to the line of scrimmage with the play being called in the huddle that he gets to the line of scrimmage and he's just trying to get people lined up. It's not that he's processing what the actual call is. He's just trying to get guys on the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
I've got pre-snap movement. I've got to get guys lined up. Guys, somebody's asked a question of where I need to go. I'm trying to get him lined up. And he's not even looking at the defense to decide, okay, is this going to work against this defense? Do I need to can it? Do I change it to the other side? Do I change the protection? Where am I going to manipulate this coverage? Which side of the ball, which side do I look at? That's a young dude, man. It's only played six games in this league trying to go through that process of trying to process the play and not having – he says, screw it, I'll just figure it out when I get the ball in my hands. And that's what it felt like in the game because he's got everybody lined up or thrust the line screen, got everybody lined up, and now I've got the ball in my hands. Now I got to figure out what the hell to do with the ball, right? And so in this game is played at light speed as for a quarterback when the ball snapped. Normally, and I'm talking about 90% of the time, maybe it's a greater percentage than that, the ball has to come out inside of 3 seconds. He's got to get the ball out, okay? And he's got fire breathers coming at him to try to put him on the ground. So I'm just trying to put the fan in perspective of what Michael's thinking and how you can, and I'm not saying he panicked, but you could tell that there was a little bit of rattledness to him in this game that we hadn't seen prior to. I think that contributes to maybe the lack of some of what we're seeing, lack of execution-wise. Then you double down on that. Okay, how are my routes being run? Are we getting the proper spacing? Are we getting the proper depth on our routes? I'm not seeing that either. I'm seeing guys not with a sense of urgency running the routes that they need to run them with. You can't lollygag off the ball. Again, this game is played at light speed. I need you blowing off the ball. Make them think you're going to run by them and then come back. Create some separation for me. And then your spacing has to be good. If I'm stretching them horizontally down the field, I need a guy blowing the top off. I need the intermediate guy. I need those guys underneath. And they need to be at the proper depth to stretch the defense the proper way. If I'm manipulating them horizontally, I need that spacing from sideline to sideline that creates those holes that I can throw the ball in. If you're not doing that efficiently, you're muddying the water for me as a quarterback. I can't figure out where the hell to go with the ball. So all this stuff, guys, piles together. There's not one guy that's to blame for this kind of stuff. Michael's missed some guys too, guys.
Right. Just gonna
ask you that. That's a real deal. I know Mike's talked about that a little bit. Again this weekend on the opening drive, Kyle Pitts comes clean on a seam route. I know that if you go back and look at the tape, Michael would love to go back and replay that one play. It's probably a 40-yard touchdown right down a pipe. And he missed it because is he being harried because he's rushing to the line of scrimmage because of whatever's going on with the play? Is the spacing incorrect? Are guys asking him questions about where do I line up because they're not listening? All that kind of stuff can contribute to dysfunction on the offense, and that is the proper word that you saw for Sunday was a dysfunctional offense. And it doesn't just go to the offensive coordinator, doesn't just go to the quarterback. It goes to everybody that's lined up that has a bird on the side of their helmet.
It is. Dave Archer, guys, he was sitting there watching it up in Carolina. We got the Commanders coming up on Sunday. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Arch, I guess the next question to follow would be, how do we simplify it? How do we streamline it? And partly with having Zach Robinson on the sideline, maybe better communication, but can they get some of these things going against what Dan Quinn's defense is going to be throwing at them?
Yeah, I mean, certainly from a familiarity standpoint, Mike, this staff should have a pretty good idea what Quinn's going to do. A number of these guys work for Q, so they have an idea of what, his philosophy is defensively. So I think that should help you some. From a simplification standpoint and the communication you just talked about, putting Zach Robinson on the sideline, okay, what difference does that make? I mean, he talks to him from the headset upstairs. Why does it make any difference to be on the field? It makes a dramatic difference for the quarterback because now you're talking face-to-face to the guy.
Arch, did we lose him? We'll try to get him back here in one second. In the middle of talking about a lot of the things that we're,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that we're curious about. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And again, we're trying to bring you all the perspective, guys. And look, Again, we don't know if this coaching staff, we hope that they will be able to figure all of this out, and we hope that Michael Penix is able to bounce back. But this is the big question heading into Sunday. Let's get back to Arch. Arch, you fell off there. I want you to continue where you were. Go ahead.
Sorry, fellas. Real quickly, I don't want to spend too much time. I know you guys are trying to talk other stuff, but having Zach on the sidelines where I can look him face-to-face as a quarterback, and this is something Michael got when he was in college. Again, you're trying to make the young quarterback feel as comfortable as he can. Now he can talk. He can have those intimate conversations. They can look at the pad together. It's not I'm upstairs and he's downstairs and say, hey, do you see this on the pad? I'm pointing at this. They can physically communicate with one another. And then when the play, when your headset cuts out at 15 seconds to talk to the quarterback, I'm on the sideline. If I'm Zach Robinson, I need to get another piece of information to him inside of 15 seconds. I can literally yell it to him on the field. Okay, so there's that intimate conversation that you can have that's face-to-face. And I think that anybody that has communication in whatever walk of life, when you can see somebody face-to-face and you can talk to them face-to-face, that conversation is much more deep and much more felt than somebody talking to you on the phone or talking on a headset.
No doubt. Arch, more run game? Help me with this. I mean, like I know our
pound
issues.
Pound the ball, Carl.
Can we do more of that? What's the situation there? Do you think we're going to attempt to do more?
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes you overthink things a little bit, you know, we're all human, right? I mean, you look at Carolina, and Carolina's strength of their defense was their defensive front. Derrick Brown, Bobby Brown, all those guys up front, those guys were 330, 335 plus. And we've got a little bit smaller offensive line. Ryan Neusel's not that big. Lindstrom's not that big. You're not talking about maulers. You're talking about guys that come off together and can run the football. So, yes, you want to mix the run game. You're definitely going to see more run game this weekend. I think there's no question about that. But I think the conventional wisdom was with Carolina that they were weaker in the secondary, that you could attack the secondary, maybe throw the ball on first down. I thought the one thing that we didn't do was we didn't have the recovery run play. So if you threw the ball on first down, you guys watch the games this weekend. I don't care what game you watch. Watch how coordinators react to an incompletion on first down. More often than not, and I'm talking about 70, 75% of the time, they're going to run the ball on second down. Because why? They want to get it back to
manageable.
Second and medium, or
yes.
Third and medium, third and six, third and seven, somewhere in that neighborhood. So the playbook is much more wide open. If I'm third and 10, that limits what I can do. Okay, the screen plays or the little run plays don't come into effect. I can't keep their linebackers occupied with potential run game because it's third and 10. They're not going to respect that, and their guys are teeing off coming after the passer. So I think the whole idea of trying to stay in manageable third down situations, managing first and second down will be critical in that situation. But I do think they're going to get back to running the football a good bit. We'll see more Tyler Allgeier. I'll be honest with you guys. I love the 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. But I do like the idea of putting Allgeier and Dejon Robinson on the field at the same time.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw the one play, and I'll be wondering, it's a copycat league. But Carolina ran a really cool play down the goal line. They got down to about the 8-yard line against the Falcons, and they put Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard in the game at the same time. Okay, and they motioned Hubbard out of the backfield to the right, and it pulled one of the linebackers just enough to widen him because they could probably throw the screen to Hubbard in the flat, and they turned and handed a little trap play to Dowdle through the middle, and he almost scored on it, punched it down to about the 2-yard line. I thought that was a cool little wrinkle. I thought, wait a minute, Allgeier, Robinson, why couldn't, you know, that's some stuff like that you could do. And fun stuff down in the red zone that kind of completely defies what you do from 20 to 20. That's a completely different look. And now they've got to come with a completely different defense because, wait a minute, they don't run that 20 to 20. It's a red zone play, and it's a little wrinkle that they're not expecting.
We want more imagination from Zach. I get it. And just one follow-up, Arch. With the run game, we've been talking a lot about the play action. Because what you're telling me about Michael and what maybe he's not seeing things or processing, should we not expect more play action? Is it going to continue to be more of him in the pistol?
No. The pistol formation, I know that people have got their dander worked up about the pistol formation. This is a formation that he starred in at Michigan, at Washington. So it's something that he does extremely well. Play action is something that affects the front seven, but it's we talked about this last time I was on with you guys, Mike. It's affected by the front. It's affected by your offensive line and a simulating run action. So that's where the linebackers are keying. But I don't know why you wouldn't. You can play action, and I think the play action is as good out of the pistol as it is under center. The quarterback doesn't have to work as hard to get to depth. Remember, if you're under center and I'm going to run play action off a stretch run game, I've got to get 3 or 4 yards outside of where I'm lined up, play fake, and then I've got to get my depth out of from underneath the center. If I'm in the pistol, I play fake, and I can hard play fake and then take 2 steps, and I'm at depth already. And now the ball can come out quicker. I can read things quicker. So much like I talked about last week, I think that, the iPhone's gotten better since, 2005?
It has. Right. Yep.
I just think that this is a good offense to run. We're just not running it efficiently enough. Zach made a lot of really good calls last week that we missed, whether it was because receiver's fault or Mike didn't see it. I know patience is not the word the Falcon fan wants to hear, but this is against a kid that's getting ready to start his 7th game as an NFL career. He's gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's important. Arch, appreciate you, man. Great stuff. It's gonna be a fun game on Sunday against the Commanders, and you can listen to Arch and of course Wes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much again.
You got it. Great to be with you guys. Take care.
Cool. Dave Archer, guys, we're coming back. We got more to get to, and we'll react to some of the stuff that he just talked about. We're up against it. Did you hear what he said about the receivers not getting off? So maybe he's not a scapegoat. Maybe Ike Hilliard was not getting the job done, that these receivers are not getting open, which is playing a part in this offense failing right now. We'll discuss. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look, there are a lot of people who are not doing their jobs right now, which is why we are feeling the way we are with this offense. But Dave Archer just came on the show. Appreciate Dave, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. laid out the fact that some of the things he's seeing, and guys, he's watching this team as close as any coach, anybody. He's calling these games. He's in the know. He played quarterback in the league. I feel like when he said, hey, the receivers are not getting off the way they should. Do you guys understand how much pressure that puts on Michael Penix to then, like what I was talking about with Mooney, Mike?
Right.
Are you going to be there? Are you making your cut? Can I release this thing? Like, I shouldn't be thinking about that. The total trust, and Tom Brady used to talk about this, like, guys would get yelled at practice because Brady would be like, you need to be there. I know this play. I know where you're supposed to be. I'm throwing the football. And if you weren't there, I'm not giving you the ball the rest of the game. Penix is not at that point, but he's thinking that way. And I thought, Mike, that was interesting only because of the firing yesterday of Ike Hilliard. I don't know if it changes anything, but if this is true and what Arch is talking about is transpiring more than we think, then that's got to change.
Well, I mean, is Mooney healthy? I mean, is Mooney able to do the things that he needs? If not, then someone else has got to be up there. Casey Washington's been out with the concussion protocol.
That's right.
That's a guy that we did see our quarterback create some of a bond with. Certainly we know him and Drake can basically finish each other's thoughts with the football. Unfortunately, just is not happening. I don't think Drake's been 100%. But then again, Mooney doesn't get to have those reps because he missed the entire camp. So some of that is I think, lends to what Arch is talking about. The play calling itself, simplifying things. I mean, you know, you can't be sitting there disseminating a phone book when the clock is ticking down for a rookie quarterback, at least not this one.
No, and then, again, that plays into we didn't get the play in. Forget about the headset not working. We didn't get the play in. Okay, fine. We're going to call a timeout. When I call a timeout, I got to be sure and succinct on what's going on. I come back out of that. And then you end up getting a delay of game and not getting the first down anyway. Like, that is just a terrible sequence based on this communication thing. So that is why, and this, again, hopefully it helps. It's not going to solve all the issues, but get Zach on the sideline. Okay, we're not going to have that problem anymore, right?
And last year, look, we had 2,000-yard receivers as Kirk Cousins melted down. Kirk was obviously more of a reliable delivery system as a veteran. But then Penix Jr., the OC, had to kind of pivot to a young rookie quarterback. I just didn't like, again, if Hilliard's not doing his job and these guys aren't responding to it, okay, be proactive. But it sure worked last year when Ike Hilliard was the wide receivers coach. That was my point.
No, and Mike, I agree, like, that's why this feels like a panic move,
right?
Because you go, wait a minute, it was working. Now you're telling me it's not? No, the offense itself is not. More on this coming up, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk to our buddy Connor Riley. Dogs, Bama, Saturday. Mike and I headed to Athens on Friday. We'll be at Grindhouse doing the show up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we invite you, if you're in Athens or you're coming through, come through and hang out with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. That's Friday. Connor Riley's on the way. But right now, Day-Day, what's going on, man? How you doing? Well, we're trying to figure it out.
I want to know.
Zach, I'm watching.
In the words of Brian Billick back in the day, on like the first Hard Knocks, I want somebody's ass in a briefcase. I want to know. I want to know who and why and what.
Figure it out.
Well, if we're 1-3, you'll be singing another tune there, pal. Yeah. All right.
What picks? No, I didn't. What are you talking about? What picks?
Oh,
God.
Oh, no, the sombrero.
Only one of us went above 500 this week.
That was me.
That would be Mike Bell. If not for a crazy ending to that Philadelphia-LA game, Mike would have been 3-0.
No, man, I had that Rams. The Packers-Rams killed me. That's what I had. It was that they were up 10-0. Spread was 5.5.
5.5.
And then, of course, the wheels fell off for the Packers. Hey, by the way, you guys, that game was easy peasy.
Where was it on? What channel was it on again?
It was on CBS Sports Network.
Army came back. That game was nuts.
You watched that game, Carl?
I watch all the games.
He's nationally syndicated, Oren. You got to watch that.
That game was bananas. Army was down. I'm sitting there. I'm going, Mike's going to cover. This is no problem. Army ties the game. It goes into overtime. Unbelievable. By the way, great pick, though.
Thank you. And then Florida State, Kent State, that was easy-pleasy, too. I was a little worried with the weather delay they were going to slow down.
You didn't
but
even
they kept
need
on
Kent
rolling.
State. FSU got that all by itself, yeah.
You're right about
what
that.
What was it, 50?
Something like that. 60, who knows?
Listen to this guy. I don't know. 65.
The problem is
70.
You can't bank
a big cricket number.
You can't bank these scores to use against Virginia on the road this weekend, which is, I'll say it, a trap. But anyway, back to the picks today.
All right, so anyway, just wanted to update you on the standings. Mike, you're at 6-6. I'm at 7-5. O's 5-7. Carl,
What's Carl? What is Carl's record? What's Carl's record, Daddy?
I didn't hear it.
2-7.
I didn't hear what you said, Daddy. That's
two
good.
And ten.
That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
2-10.
I didn't hear it.
I feel good.
Wow.
Wait, what's Carl's record again, Daddy?
I feel good.
One more time, Daddy.
2-10. I feel good.
First of all, let me say this. I'll never pick Utah again. What a lousy pick that was.
Well, that game was okay. So weird. It started like 10 a.m. in Utah.
It was terrible. Never again am I picking them. Mike said it. Why am I laying it on the line for our team and the Falcons? I was so absolutely sure we were going to show up, and we didn't do a damn thing. I'm done. And the Rams, that kick, it was unbelievable. Bad beat.
So start taking some of these directional school games like I am and get back on the winning track.
Don't worry.
I feel good.
I don't know if you guys saw this.
Oh.
Movie? Oh. Oh.
Movie.
I film for IMAX, gentlemen.
Oh.
There's a new Hutt.
He's older. He's the baby. He's Jabba's son. So he's older now. And he's cut up.
And he's played by Jeremy Allen White from The Bear.
He's getting a lot of roles, by the way. Yeah. He's getting a lot of roles. But he's good. I mean, he's really good. That's great. Look. To your point, though, The Mandalorian, we've been waiting on, like, season 4. And they're just like, screw that. We're going to do this movie. So they're getting ready to set this off, and hopefully this takes it. I know Mike's been irked by where the Star Wars, yes, right, where the universe gone. Is. Hopefully this takes us in a different direction.
Say, okay. I'm sure Data just named like 3 or 4 names, and Mike's like, excuse me?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, I just,
right.
Favre's.
Favreau's the Disney Marvel guy.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I hope they do. I think
they need it.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of things, directions that they could go with this that could take us in a whole new way. And I think it'll bring on a new generation of Star Wars fans if it's done right. So, yeah, I'm excited, though. That's great.
All right, last one for you. Let's get back to some sports. I do want to give a shout-out. I know we don't talk track and field much, but USA Track and Field set a new record for gold medals.
The World Championships. Did you guys see any of the highlights of the 4x1?
Let me guess.
Not unfortunately, no.
There were fast people running.
Very fast. And the U.S. set the new record at 16, breaking the previous record of 14, which they did themselves in 2005, 2007, and 2019. But let me tell you something. Sha'Carri Richardson,
ooh-wee.
I'm so glad that this young lady has seemingly gotten herself kind of on track.
Yeah,
and,
together.
And, yeah, you know what I'm saying, and getting away outside. Now, I know over the summer there was the video of her whopping her dude upside the head at the airport, but outside
what did he
of that,
do? What did he do? By the way?
You don't really know. You touched just could tell they were arguing. And
what did he do? She went off on him, though.
She did. But outside of that, she seems to have gotten herself kind of, you know, on the right track. And I mean, it was them, the Jamaicans, and I can't even remember who was in third, to be honest.
She's got
you.
The new sponsorship from Skims, so she's got these great ads where she's in various states of poses in the Skims.
But she's a very pretty
very
young
tight
lady.
Tight gymnastics pants.
No, she is.
Yeah, she's
yes,
a very
indeed.
Pretty young lady. So that's what I got, guys. That's what's on my mind, because I know you guys are going to go back to doom and gloom with
No. We just want to get it right. We are coming up on a crossroads. This season's hanging by a thread, Day-Day. Hanging by a thread.
It is. It really
people
is.
Are getting fired, Day-Day. Maybe you could be cavalier
right.
about this.
That's right. It's week 3, and you got people losing their jobs.
I mean, someone just lost his job, and we're not making light of it. It happened.
How are you going to lose your job on your day off?
Right. And, I mean, I don't know. is my first reaction is the way our corporate mentality seems to, I don't know, infect every team in this town. It's just window dressing. You know, like when we fired the third base coach for the Braves, you know, as the season was kind of going down the tubes. By the way, and we did not really mention it because unfortunately it's football mode now. Braves will just keep on winning, which I don't know if that builds momentum. We'll talk more about that later. But
for sure.
They have, I mean, I don't know if that has any kind of, I don't know, continuity until next season, because I still think they got to do a lot with this roster.
Yeah, and now this Ozzie injury just adds to it. Yep. I mean, you already got a bunt, your entire starting rotation coming off of all these injuries. Who you keeping? Who are you moving on from? Who are you signing? This is going to be a significant offseason for the Braves.
Right.
Last year it seemed status quo, right? Not now. All right. Want to remind you while we're talking baseball. Grant McCauley, every Sunday from the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This week's show is going to be on Saturday at noon. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Love this theme. Can't wait for the movie. Day-Day, big heads up on that, man. Appreciate it. Coming up, Dog Report, guys. It is a monster game in Athens this weekend. Bama and Georgia. Connor Riley joins us next to talk about this matchup and what has Georgia been working on since their week off. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.